Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild.
Thank you, Tula Jane. Happy International Women's Day. International Women's Day is a time to celebrate and congratulate all of the special women in your life. More importantly, it's a time to reflect and recognize all of the important work that so many women have done to gain equal rights in our society. I want to express my gratitude to the many women in history who've come before me and stood up or bravely waited patiently for a chance to gain equality and a chance to really be recognized for the important work that women do. So for that reason, today we are going to be reading a very special book called The Girl with a Mind for Math, the story of Ray Montague. And it was written by Julia Finley Mosca. We are dedicating this reading to all of the girls and all of the women, the mamas, the aunties, the grandmothers, the neighbors, the caretakers, the babysitters, the teachers, all of you all around the world. This one is for you. Are you ready?
Get cozy.
If there's something you want, but it seems out of reach, here's a story for you. A great truth it will teach. When you focus your mind, you'll succeed through and through, like one bold engineer by the name Montague. In a state we call Arkansas, one winter day, a baby was welcomed, a girl they called Ray. She was bright as a star, super smart from the start. She was headstrong, this child, and not faint of heart. Yes, this girl had potential. Her granddad was proud. He told her, "Work hard, you'll stand out from the crowd." Then something she'd cherish when Ray was just 7. He took her to see her first ship. It was heaven. "A real submarine," her eyes opened wide. "Who made it?" she asked as they followed the guide. "Engineers," said the man, giving Ray's head a pat. "But my dear, you don't need to know all about that." At the time, the man's insult went over her head. "No, you can't," were the words he had meant, but not said. Engineering, thought Ray, and her life's dream began. Except most people laughed when she told them her plan. "Stay strong," said her mom. "Use your brains, you'll be fine. There will always be people who pay you no mind. Just because you're a girl, and because you are black. Don't let them or the state of your school hold you back." You see, schools in those days were what's called segregated. The black and white students were kept separated. "That's wrong," you exclaim. It was dismal, no fooling. And worst of all, white kids received better schooling. But Ray studied hard. She had grit, taught herself. She was gifted in math and read books by the shelf. When the time came for college, she knew what to choose. She'd learned to build boats, but she got some bad news. "Engineering's not taught to black students," they said. Her heart hit the floor. "I'll take business instead." She'd learn what she could, and she'd learn the rest later. Their rules were unjust, but that school wouldn't break her. Ray finished with honors. Oh boy, what a smarty. She said her farewells. There was no time to party. "I'm off to a place filled with history's greats, the capital city of all 50 states. Now finding a job, it turned out that took time. She looked and she looked. Ray was not one to whine. Then it must have been fate. At least that's what it seems. She was hired to type where they built submarines. The Navy, that's right. Oh, but hold all your cheers. Ship designing was only for trained engineers. So she watched as they worked, and she learned every task, even studied computers by night in a class. Then her big break arrived. The whole staff got the flu. Ray did all of her work, and the engineers too. Her boss was in shock. How? He exploded. "From memory," said Ray. And with that, got promoted. Life should have been swell, yet that wasn't the case. Her boss treated her poorly because of her race. Many people like him tried to make her feel small. Ray just held her head high, and she outworked them all. What next? From the White House, there came a command. The president ordered a ship. Make it grand. And quickly, he added. Well, that didn't fly. All those plans would take engineers months to supply. Here's the thing about that. When designing a boat, there are thousands of measurements one needs to note. All those numbers take math, and that takes some time. Ah, but Ray had been working on something sublime. She took a deep breath. I can solve this, she said. I've come up with a system to do it instead. It'll draw the plans faster, she told them. Don't fret. I'll design the first ship by computer, no sweat. How long do you think that might take? What's your guess? Would it take her a month? Maybe weeks for success? Well, it took calculations and tons of caffeine, but Ray finished in hours, just over 18. The end? No, not quite. When Ray's ship was unveiled, only white men could go. And Ray's invite? Not mailed. Say what? You heard right. No invite? Abhorrible. In fact, some might say it was downright deplorable. Yet Ray kept her cool, gave her best every day, and in time, all her skills were applauded. Hooray! People learned of her work. Who's this Ray? They'd demand. When they met her, they stared. They expected a man. Yes, that happened a lot. Many could not believe that a woman of color did all she'd achieved. Some even thought Ray was a maid. Sad but true. When they ordered a drink, she'd say, "Bring me one too." All her humor and wit served her well through the years as she battled the hard times with laughs and not tears. And that boss in the Navy who'd been so unkind made Ray the first woman to lead ship design. More honors would follow. Her fame picked up steam, and finally, at last, she accomplished her dream. That title she'd worked for, an engineer, score. Now the world knows her feats. She is hidden no more. Ray Montague, engineer. So the lesson to all is don't ever give in. Take a chance. Rock the boat. If it sinks, you can swim. When a storm comes your way, hold your course and don't stress. Never quit. And like Ray, propel straight to success. Dear reader, if you have a dream like I did, study hard and stay focused. Always remember that just because someone says you can't, that doesn't have to stop you. You might have to go in a different direction, and it might take you a little longer, but you can achieve your dreams. Ray Montague. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being here with us. And thank you to all of the girls and the women who have made a difference in my life and in our lives. We appreciate you and celebrate you so much. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com, where you can find the page to make your request and dedication there. Until next time,
stay cozy.